Michael, you had a little bit of time last year to continue to work on your hat collection. Did you add any pieces we should look forward to seeing in the next few games or so?
No, man. You know, no. But that doesn't mean that I don't still have some time. So, before we get into any of that, I didn't realize I was going to be talking with you. I thought it was Gregor. You know, so that's how they roped me in onto this show. I just want everybody to know I was not here for Struds. I was here for Greg. So
you'd rather not do the interview?
Well,
you'll hand the phone off to someone else?
I've already like booked the time. I got nothing better to do now. But had I known, sorry. But anyway, just wanted to know that.
Heads are going to roll in the PR department at the BC Lions, eh?
Yeah, we're going to – I mean, the trust is now gone, so that's okay.
I love
that's
it.
That's the way it goes.
Well, thanks for giving us some of your time. So there's a lot I want to get to, but I'm very interested over the last year. I mean, COVID has delayed and stopped and stymied so many different things in the world, including, you know, the CFL. So, you know, what was your approach? You know, we're going to play, we're not going to play, working out, staying sharp. How did you work through that, Michael Roddy, this past, whatever it's been, 18 months?
Yeah, man, that was a struggle. You know, as well as I do, that we're kind of, you know, creatures of habit. We get our, you know, our schedules going and then we don't have to think about it. It's just kind of second nature to do our workouts or however we get prepared for the season and stuff like that. So, you know, I've been doing it for, you know, at the time of COVID, I guess 11 years, 12 years. And so I had a system down, and then that just kind of gets, you know, a monkey wrench thrown at it when, first, they delayed it, right? Like, that was the hard part, was that they delayed the 2020 season, hoping to get started, you know, sometime later on, August, whatever it was going to be, before they finally canceled it. And at that point, it's like, well, you know that you're hoping that you're going to play in 2021, but you're like, okay, well, normally I wouldn't start my training until January, but it's August right now, so I can't just not do anything. But at the same time, you don't want to overtrain and do all this stuff because you have so many extra months. So it was a challenge for me. I just kind of, you know, I just toned things down in terms of workouts for the remainder of the 2020 year, but I still tried to get, you know, after it probably twice a week. And then after the new year hit, then I just tried to start preparing like a normal off season for 2021. But then again, you know, the season gets delayed. So it was hard, man. For me, luckily, you know, things stayed fairly open in Washington State after the first 6 months, so I was still had access to gyms and things like that. I know a lot of other guys weren't so lucky. So,
what about as far as, you know, you have now a lot of downtime? I know you've got a young family, so I'm assuming that took it up. But did you find time to look at other things you like to do, like, you know, water painting or learning to play the harmonica?
Yeah, well, no, I'm already very proficient in both of those things, so there wasn't really much room for improvement as far as that goes. But you're right, family time thankfully took up a ton of my time. We also I'm not sure if we had ever spoken about it, but we were doing a huge renovation on our house, and I took over all the finished work, so that took up a lot of my time as well. But I actually started studying firefighting, too, which was something completely new and different for me, which was very exciting. I ended up enrolling in an academy, and I graduated from that and got my certifications and did a boot camp down in Texas and all that. So definitely tried to better myself during the downtime. But, you know, as you said, the kids really, they take up as much time as you're willing to a lot, so my days were pretty much filled 24/7 with, you know, teaching my girls how to ride bikes and swim and things like that. So it was definitely a blessing of COVID for sure, was to be able to spend more family time together.
So if you were to join the fire department when you're done, do you fancy yourself more of a like a Mr. February or more of a summer guy like Mr. July or August on the calendar for fundraising, you know?
That's a good question. You know, I don't know. I usually can get a pretty good tan, although with football training camp, I don't show it off because usually it's a farmer's tan. There's all sorts of stripes on your arm from the various wristbands and things like that. So, yeah, that's tough. I don't really know. I'm not really willing to talk, you know, firefighter calendars because I'm still a little turned off by it because I think my wife still has the one that she received from Dwayne Mandrusiak that has McKenzie on the cover.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a sensitive subject in the Riley house, I think.
some wounds take a long time to heal.
That's right. Absolutely, they do.
Talking with BC Lions quarterback Michael Riley. Now, Michael, you know, they get the green light and everything's going this year, but there's always changes, and especially when you haven't played for that, you know, when the CFL or a sporting team has played for them, there's even more changes. So was training camp a little bit chaotic, trying to get everyone kind of on the same page, both from, you know, an individual perspective, but also, you know, a team perspective?
Yes and no. I'll say it wasn't because of the time off so much as just all the other things going on, right? Like, it would be challenging normally just having skipped a season for training camp to go smoothly. But, on top of that, you have all the COVID protocols and restrictions and things like that. So, you know, instead of having our first team meeting, you know, in a meeting room, like we normally would every single year, we were like out in a courtyard, with everybody wearing masks and things like that. And we just didn't really get to have team meetings and full offensive meetings. It was more the quarterbacks meeting either by themselves or with the wide receivers, and the O-line was separate. You know, we had to keep the numbers down and the spacing up because of COVID. And then we had all the testing that we had to do, and you know, we weren't allowed to use the indoor weight room at the facility like we normally would. So we had, like, weights set up on the track outside and just, you know, all these different things. And then on top of that, up in Kamloops, we had to deal with the smoke from the fires, which, you know, looking back on it, it's like the least of the concern is whether or not we can practice, because it's like, man, these are devastating fires that are going on in the province, of course. But, you know, we ended up having to cancel, like, the last week of our training camp because of how bad the smoke was. So there was just so many different things going on. Now, thankfully, we were able to utilize all the downtime, you know, with the cancellation of the 2020 season. As I think a lot of other people around the world started doing things virtually, we had so many different Zoom meetings and things like that where we were able to bang out a lot of the classroom work, a lot of the install of the offense and things like that. So I think that time was utilized well, and that helped to, I guess, decrease the challenges of training camp. But it was one for the ages for sure. Like, I don't think anybody that's on our team will ever forget that training camp, no doubt about it.
You know, then you get yourself going, you know, you kind of get nicked up a little bit. Does that change your ability to approach as far as not knowing the game? Because, I mean, you know these offensive inside and out, but just as far as getting your timing and kind of feeling where you're on where you want to be.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for sure. It's been something, you know, that I've never had to deal with. You know, up until this year, I'd never missed a practice at training camp, let alone a majority of them. You know, and another first was having issues with my throwing arm. I mean, I've had other various ailments and injuries throughout my career, as pretty much anybody does if they play long enough. But this is the first time I've had to deal with anything remotely close to this. So it's been frustrating simply because I'm a guy that really enjoys practice. You know, I love playing the games, but I also enjoy the process of practice and improving throughout the week. And I'm generally the one that's taken, you know, all of the reps, and maybe leaving a handful for the backup. But so this has been an interesting transition for me too. Not being able to practice more than just a handful of days. I think if nothing else, it's really made me focus in even better, you know, on the things that I can do, which is taking mental reps at practice, spending time in the film room with Jordan McSimmick, you know, and just making sure that my understanding of what we're trying to do, as well as the understanding of what the defenses are trying to take away from us, I think that's increased. So that's been helpful. The challenge is, you know, we still have between Lamar and Shaq and Brian Burnham returners, but with Dominic Rhimes and Lucky Whitehead, those are new guys to our offense, and they're big pieces of our offense. So that was the disappointing part, was missing out on trying to establish, you know, some chemistry and some timing with those guys. Although, you know, that hasn't been an issue to this point. And I think part of that, too, is that, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our backup, in Nathan Rourke. Me and him see the game very similarly. So, you know, the fact that I'm not able to practice most days, we're still able to get work done with him operating the offense. You know, if there was somebody, you know, that was the backup that wasn't capable of running the offense at a high level, it would be even more disappointing, because, you know, not only would I be missing practice, but then the guys that are actually going to be out there playing with me wouldn't be getting very good reps. And that just simply hasn't been the case. You know, he's done a really nice job of making sure that he's getting those guys ready physically during the week when I'm not able to. So that's been helpful as well.
Just a couple more from Michael Riley, a quarterback for the BC Lions. You know, you talk about the receivers you're familiar with and the ones you maybe didn't have, a previous relationship with. Does each receiver does he like to receive the ball in a different way, whether it's, how hard you throw it or the angle it comes in or the spin you put on it, or is that overthinking it a bit?
Well, I mean, yes and no. It's overthinking it to a degree, but there is truth to it for sure. Like every wide receiver has different things that they're really good at and maybe other things that are not so good at. And just having that understanding, how they come out of a break, or the speed at which they run for a deep ball versus, something across the middle, what their catch radius is, or, if you're able to stop them in a zone versus maybe this guy doesn't adjust quite so well. Different things like that. A guy maybe likes it at eye level versus another guy likes it more at the chest or waist level. Different things like that. Now, you can't always control that over the course. Again, I'm not sitting there pretending like you can just pinpoint accurately, throw the ball exactly where you want it every single time. Sometimes there's a window and that's where it's got to go and they got to figure it out and make the catch. But the more time you spend with guys, the more, more comfortable and more confident you get with that connection. So like a guy like Brian Burnham, who I've thrown a ton of footballs to now, we don't really have to think about it. He sees the window and where it's open, and he's going to get in there, and he knows exactly where I'm going to put it, and that just makes things easier. And that's stuff that takes a little bit of time to build. Again, luckily the two guys that, are new additions that I mentioned are not rookies. They're guys that have played football in this league, and they're very athletic and they seem to be able to adjust and adapt to a lot of different things. So it hasn't been an issue, to this point. Don't expect it to be. But there definitely is, differences in how you're going to throw the football to certain guys for sure.
And one last one, you're playing against your former club tomorrow night and from your similar forward teammates, including Aaron Grimes. What kind of challenges do you kind of expect from this Edmonton Elks defense?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a good defense. There's some guys that I'm not familiar with. The linebacking crew is new. So those are guys that I believe are new to the CFL. But they're athletic, and they are replacing some pretty good players, so they certainly have, ability. In the secondary, I'm pretty familiar with just about all the guys in the secondary, as you mentioned, with Aaron, and Hoover, the safety, being guys that I've played with. And Aaron's one of the best players that I've played with over my career. I've played a lot of football with him. So he's a guy that's going to present a challenge for sure. The defensive line up front is definitely one of the better ones in the league. Those are guys, that are athletic and they like to get after the quarterback and their defense kind of hinges on those guys being able to get pressure. So we do a good job up front of taking care of business in our one-on-one matchups against those guys, which obviously I'm totally confident that we will, but I've never been one to really worry too much about what the defense is doing. I just worry more about what we're supposed to be doing on our side of the ball and operating and executing our plays, and just trusting that our game plan is designed to exploit the weaknesses that the defense has. So that's how we're going to approach it. There's definitely some good players on that side of the ball in Edmonton. It's going to be a good challenge for us for sure.
Michael Riley, thanks for this. Always good catching up to you. Good luck with everything, including the renovations, winning football games, and staying healthy.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. Let me know when your next roast is. I can't wait to be there for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd have some good ammo. I look forward to inviting you in there. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Have a good one.